The Buck Sexton Show.
Oh, the Clintons. The gift that keeps on giving headaches and irritation to so many of us. So the Clintons, the latest here, and I just have to, I feel like I have to refer to them in the plural because you get one, you get the other. But you got Hillary now. More stuff going on with Hillary. There is an effort underway to have the Benghazi panel, the House panel, looking into Benghazi to formally request that she testify about her private email server while she was serving as Secretary of State. Now, just to review, to recap, my friends, Hillary was operating an email server in her house, and this was unprecedented for somebody who was in a cabinet-level position. And she took it upon herself to decide which emails would be private and which emails would be shared. And that's in addition to the layers of State Department bureaucracy using all of the many carve-outs within FOIA for what doesn't get shared. And it's basically anything that could be construed as embarrassing, or they make FOIA worthless. Absolutely worthless. You should try this, by the way. And by try this, I'm saying this sarcastically. Try this if you're a lawyer when it comes to discovery, or try this if you're a doctor when it comes to sharing medical records, or try this if you work on a trading desk at a major financial institution or within an investment bank. Say, you know, I just decided to destroy records because, you know, I didn't think I needed to keep them. I'm the arbiter of this. I got this. I got this one. I'm under control with this. You'd be fired. You may lose your license, and in some cases, you could even go to jail. That's just for a normal private sector person. And we could have a whole discussion over whether there's too much regulation, too many criminal statutes. There are too many criminal statutes, but there's too much of that stuff going on. But at least understand that as a private citizen, and for many of you who run your own business or work for a small business, the business records that you have, imagine you disposed of those. You're like, look, IRS, I mean, I'm giving you the stuff that I thought I needed to keep. Anyway, you see the point here. You know where I'm going. But Hillary's claim was that she somehow only wanted to use one device, right? This is what she said. You know,
well, I only wanted one. I was so hard. I have to fly everywhere private, and I have a staff of minions doing everything for me, but to have a BlackBerry in one hand and
I don't know why I'm making her 115 years old, but it seemed like a way to go. But this is what she's saying, that she only wanted one thing, one thing she'd have to have. And now we find out, by the way, it's been reported that she actually had two things. She used to take it on her iPad because, you know,
Hillary's hip, like, you know, hip to what the kids are up to these days on the iPad, yo.
Not so much. But she was using an iPad. So she is a multiple device user for her work emails, mind you. But the lie sufficed for the purposes of the Clinton machine when she said it, and now she's moving on. Also, by the way, we found out, and I was making jokes about this. What was once a joke that you could throw out there, like, guys, just wait until the server mysteriously breaks or all the emails are gone. I mean, am I right? It wasn't a joke. She did. She deleted emails on this server. Gone, gone, gone. People say, oh, well, you could find them elsewhere. You would have to know where they went. You'd have to know what the transmission route would be, who else got them. And you're not going to be able to just subpoena random people's emails in the hopes that maybe there's some email from Hillary Clinton. That's not going to work. She deleted them. But just as we heard with the IRS, by the way, when they told us that they lost emails for Lois Lerner, could never find them. Oh, no, they could. And now the Clinton camp has said, well, those emails are deleted as well. And we find out that, of course, that's not really true. It would be time intensive and intrusive and difficult, but very possible to retrieve emails that she claims have been permanently deleted. I'd say that for the rest of us, all these things would matter. But for a Clinton, it doesn't seem to matter much at all. For the rest of us breaking the rules, well, there's going to be consequences for that. But if you're a Clinton,
rules are for the little people. They don't apply.
So this is, I think, now just going to, they're going to try to get her to talk about this. And she's going to just stick to the script because there's really, as much as I know, everyone's going to say, oh, no, she's violated all these laws. I'm telling you, they're not going to get her on a legal issue here. They can only get her on the political issue of being shady, of being manipulative and overly Machiavellian. clearly trying to defeat transparency, being very Clintonian. That's the only way you can actually have this have some impact. If you think you're going to drag her in front of a grand jury for emails that she chose to delete on her own server, you're going to have to show me the statute and show me the prosecutor who's going to do it.